Don't have to wake up early in Los Angeles. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, because there's no school in the nation's second largest district.
When we fight, we win!
Thousands of school staffers are going on a three-day strike, and teachers like Max Rosenblum will join them on the picket lines in solidarity.
We are 100% behind our SEIU Local 99 folks. 100%. They're the people who clean our schools, that feed our kids, that keep our campuses safe.
Now they want a 30% pay raise?
Superintendent saying, quote, despite our invitation for a transparent, honest conversation that perhaps would result in a meaningful solution that would avoid a strike, we were never able to be in the same room or at the same table.
That's Fox's Todd Pyro. Former President Trump is not facing arrest today, as he predicted. A New York City grand jury investigating him has more witness testimony tomorrow. But a potential indictment is looming over a hush money payment before the 2016 election to keep a porn star quiet about an alleged Trump affair. He posted on Truth Social, it's part of a disgusting witch hunt.
It's an absolute disgrace what's going on.
China's leader Xi Jinping is in Russia for a second day of talks, pushing a peace plan Ukraine's wary of. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham wants President Biden to do more.
I have been begging and pleading with Biden to make Russia a state sponsor of terrorism to deter China.
He fears China will supply Russia with weapons for the war, but under that terror designation,
any country that provides material support would run into our sanctions.
Meanwhile, arrival of China. Japan's prime minister is in Kyiv for talks today, supporting Ukraine. The Federal Reserve meets today to start a two-day meeting that could lead to an interest rate hike tomorrow, although there are still concerns about banking. After two banks failed, the Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is going to tell the American Bankers Association today that the American banking system remains sound. America's listening to Fox News.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
The day after we learned an American held hostage in Niger for more than 6 years was released in Africa, with U.S. saying no ransom was paid to free Jeffrey Woodkey from his captors, we found out another American has been let out of a jail in Saudi Arabia with conditions attached. He was put behind bars because of what he put on Twitter.
Saad Ibrahim Al-Mahdi, who has dual citizenship, was due to serve a 19-year prison sentence for destabilizing the kingdom and supporting terrorism. His son says the evidence against him consisted of just 14 tweets. The 72-year-old posted about poverty, the demolition of historical sites, and the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. He's now at a family home in Riyadh, but according to his son, has been barred from travel. The case was one of several President Biden said he'd raised with Saudi leaders last summer. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
Speaking of Twitter, this is its birthday.
17 years ago, a software entrepreneur named Jack Dorsey switched on a server that allowed users to post short messages. His message was the first in the stack, reading, "Just setting up my Twitter," which he spelled T-W-T-T-R. The next person and those after them would see their message of 140 characters or fewer append to the list in real time. At first, it was a novelty. It later arguably became a new way of digital navel-gazing. And today, Twitter seems to be perhaps one of the ways most people communicate, from presidential candidates to local businesses. It allegedly partook in government conspiracies, and another tech magnate paid more than $40 billion just to own it. Eben Brown, Fox News.
On Wall Street, we're seeing big gains potentially. Stock futures up more than 300 for the Dow. This after yesterday's big rally when the Dow rose almost 400 points. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.